You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Thinks Positively by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 2. Sibo Finds Out More. After school, Sibo asked,
"Lizzie, did you come by car?"
"No, I walked," she said. "It's not too far."
"Oh, great," said Sibo. "That's very cool. Wayne and I also walk home from school."
"You know, your house is close to mine, across the road from ours. You're number 9. Poor Wayne is off with flu today, so you and I can talk along the way."
Tell me about your brother. What's his name?"
"I'm sorry he's sick. That's a shame. I only know a little about the disease, but I'd like to know more, if you please.
How did he get AIDS? What did he do?"
"Oh, gosh. Sorry, Lizzie, I'm rushing you. You might as well know, I should add. I also drive my mother completely mad."
"Well, Sibo, he's HIV positive, actually. And although there is no guarantee, as long as he is careful, looks after himself well, he won't get AIDS, as far as I can tell. There is quite a difference between the two. I'll try and explain it simply to you. If you have AIDS, your body cannot cope. Without medication, you don't have a hope. If you're HIV positive, you don't have quite enough little policemen in your blood to fight off germs and stuff. So sometimes, when you get sickly, your body can't fight off the infection so quickly. That's why it's important to eat multitude of extremely healthy, nutritious food, like fresh veggies, fruit, things like that."
Sibo grinned and said,
"Oh, my hat! I've got loads of lovely green beans for you and carrots that taste good raw and in a stew. Dad helped me make a veggie bed last year. We'll share them with you. Oh, what a great idea! Now tell me, how did your brother get sick?"
"Simple," said Lizzie.
"He was a lunatic. He dropped out of university, got into drugs, hung out with dudes who were horrible thugs. He got so bad, he landed up in jail. Dad helped him out by posting bail. I think perhaps that was the night my brother got a humongous fright and decided he needed to fix up his life, stop giving my parents so much strife. So he went to rehab for quite a while. He's off drugs now,"
Lizzie said with a smile. Sibo sighed and looked rather sad.
"Goodness," she said, "that must have been bad." "He's okay now," Lizzie replied with a shrug.
Sibo stopped and gave her new friend a hug.
"You still haven't told me your brother's name, and I'm ever so glad that he overcame his nasty habits and druggy way. So now, what does he do every day?" "He gives talks to children like you and me. He's trying to make a difference, you see. He speaks about his life, believe it or not, and he tells about the second chance that he got. He's very good. He's even quite funny. He does it for free. He doesn't charge money. He says he does not want to see one other kid mess up their life the way that he did. Plus, he paints amazing, huge pictures on walls for those he gets paid. He even does hauls. He was studying art when he dropped out, but he's excellent, there is no doubt."
Sibo checked her watch as they reached the gate.
"Oh, no," she moaned. "It's rather late. Mum will be mightily miffed with me. Must dash now. See you tomorrow, Lizzie."
Mum stood by the door.
"Sibo, you're horribly late."
"Oh, Mum," she said, "please don't exaggerate."
"I'm not," Mum hissed. "And something to say. You must not talk to that new girl across the way. The end of Chapter 2. Tune in to Zone Radio on Friday at 3:30 for Chapter 3.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sibo Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sibo.co.za. Sibo, empowering children, one page at a time.